Today we're going to talk search engine optimization with self-professed digital marketing geek extraordinaire, or to be more concise, SEO samurai, Seamus Anthony, head honcho at Square Eyes Marketing. In working with Seamus on SEOing this blog site you're now reading or listening to, I found there needed to be more than keyword tricks and gymnastics. Seamus proved that what was needed above all else was a real commitment to collaborating on marketing objectives, strategy, and website content. So I invite you to take some time to read this interview and find out the way of the SEO samurai. G'day, Seamus. Thanks for joining us here at Copywriting in Action.
You found G'day, Nicholas. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You found your way into digital marketing via your own music. Tell us how you went from singer-songwriter to SEO samurai.
I remember somebody rang me up once. They were a meditation teacher, and I was writing a bit of stuff about meditation as well. And he was like, how did you get on the first page? I actually said to him, I don't know. The first page of Google, that is. I don't really know. So I kind of reverse engineered what I did and made some assumptions. And yeah, 10 years later, it's paying the bills.
What are some of the common techniques used to optimize a website?
These days, there's a new level of technical tweaking that can be done to set up your website. Kind of, you know, it's a bit like you can buy a sports car, but then you can put it in the garage and you can get underneath it with your spanner or what have you, and you can really ratchet it up so that it goes a lot faster. So essentially that's what we can do for websites, not necessarily only just to make it go faster, although that is a component, but also just to make it technically more appealing to Google. Mm-hmm. Google has preferences and it gets a bit sort of geeky, but once it's done, you don't really need to touch it that often after that. You can just go ahead and drive your website, so to speak. So the other thing that is still important is backlinking. However, the nature of backlinking has changed. You need to have a fairly, what's called a natural backlinking profile, so it doesn't want to look too obviously gamed to the search engines. Getting somebody of ill repute or perhaps who's just doesn't know what they're doing, even if they have good intentions, to get you a bunch of backlinks from wherever is a really bad idea. You need to know where the backlinks are coming from, and also 20 backlinks from a low quality source wouldn't be worth as much as one juicy backlink from a quality source. Like in your case, for example, you have a couple of .edu.au websites that you link to your website from, or they link to your website from, and these are really juicy links, and they really help a lot. And that quality of backlinking and that natural profile is often best achieved via great content, but also, this is talked about a little bit less, but also relationships. I think relationships are really important, and it often is those real world relationships. If you know, if you get out there and get to know people and you ask them for a link, that's fair game, I reckon.
They have to benefit from it as well, don't they?
Yeah. You're much better going out there and offering to help or to give value to other people. There is a thing called the law of reciprocation, which people in the marketing geek world use quite a bit, which is essentially the golden rule. You know, like if you do unto others, they feel consciously or unconsciously obliged to reciprocate, which is sounds a bit manipulative, but it's just kind of the way the world works, really, isn't it? Give to get.
Do top rating search returns require specialist software?
The short answer is yes, there certainly are a bunch of software options, and a lot of it is not necessarily, but it can be helpful. I would recommend anybody who's just thinking, I just want to use one tool that maybe is free to start with anyway to get my head around this, I would recommend having a look at semrush.com, search engine marketing rush.com. Just go in there and just have a poke around. That gives you all kinds of great information. Another option is to go and look at Open Site Explorer. I think that gives you the most well-balanced look at your backlink profile. SEMrush is really great for showing you the competitive landscape. Who else is ranking well on Google for your keywords and whatnot? Because what you see at home is not necessarily an aggregate of, well, it's not an aggregate of what people are seeing across the country or across the world. So you see something slightly different depending on your location. And also depending on whether or not you're logged in as yourself into a Google account, because it does filter results according to your history in Google if you've enabled history there.
SEMrush.
Yeah, I'd recommend. And if you are interested enough to sort of like want to knuckle down and get into a bit of the geeky stuff, then I'd go to SEMrush to have a look at the competitive landscape and just to get a better and more accurate view of who's ranking where for what.
Right.
And I would use Moz's Open Site Explorer as a fairly good indication of how many backlinks you've got and also your competition.
Let's have a case study. Say, for example, we're writing a 350-word web page for Spain as a travel destination. What procedure do you recommend for writing the copy and filling in keywords? Is there more to SEO than keywords?
Yes, there's more to SEO than keywords. However, keywords are important. So first thing I would do is Spain is probably a very broad keyword, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to come in out of nowhere and rank for Spain overnight. So what I would do is get onto something like Google's keyword tool or SEMrush.
Mm-hmm.
And I would look for other keyword options that you might have a better chance of ranking for, but that also have some traffic potential in the form of search volume on Google and the other minor search engines. So say in the end you actually go for a keyword phrase like Spain travel destination instead of just Spain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for the purposes of SEO, you tend to call any phrase that you're going for a keyword. Right, so that's your keyword now, Spain travel destination. The first thing I would do is make sure it's in the title of your page. You might say, three great Spain travel destinations. That's the title of your page.
Mm.
And then make sure in the first paragraph I'd mention it there. Somewhere in that first paragraph I'd say Spain travel destination. And then once or twice, depending on how long the page is, I would repeat it again in the page. However, you shouldn't get too hung up on keyword density. That's something that's kind of gone out the window these days. Then I would be sure to fill in a meta description for the page. Now, this isn't necessarily a direct influence on the SEO rank, on the search engine ranking. However, it does work to attract people to your website from the search engine pages because it is the thing that is shown on Google. It's the little snippet of text that is shown on Google most of the time. Sometimes Google will actually just decide to show something else. But
right.
Then one thing you probably shouldn't bother with is to fill out the meta keywords description. You certainly shouldn't stuff it full of lots and lots of keywords. And you definitely shouldn't stuff your page full of the same keyword over and over again, because that will either just be a waste of time or it will be detrimental. Mm. One thing it's probably worthwhile doing still is to put an image in your page and tag it with an ALT tag.
Mm.
So you would go ALT tag, a great Spain travel destination, for example.
Right.
Because that's actually there for people who have got images turned off in their browser or who are visually impaired.